Junior Williams of Newtown. Newtown's been around for several years. They have a brand new album, Harlan Road. We're going to talk to Junior Williams. He's going to talk about the album. It's not even available yet. You know, sometimes I have to remind myself, I have things here that I can play for you that you get to listen to and hear about by virtue of tuning into Unreal Bluegrass. For example, the Newtown album, Harlan Road, brand new. You can't get it. Always happy to welcome to Unreal Bluegrass one of my favorite humans walking this planet, Junior Williams. How are you, man?
I am doing the best.
You always are. You always are. That's an easy question to throw at Junior. If I know he's doing well, he's always in a good frame of mind. Right now, he's. You tell me you're on your way waiting to head out the Bean Blossom, which Newtown, I guess you normally play over there, and you're about ready to head out as we're talking, right?
We are. I'm finishing up loading up the van with the product and clothes, which is always a great thing. Make sure I've got my instruments, and I have to have Teddy's fiddle. I have to double-check for her fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
And just double-checking everything before we head out. We're meeting some of the guys this evening and then driving on up to Bean Blossom tonight.
Okay. I assume one of the products that you have you're loading up is the new album, Harlan Road?
No, not yet. We won't actually have that record until, a week before it drops, which is July 8th.
Well, you and I can talk about that new album from Newtown and just wet everybody's whistle. By the time they see you, they'll just be foaming at the mouth to get it.
I hope so. I think it's the best thing that we've done so far. There's a lot of great songs on here, great writing from different folks, folks that we know actually here in Central Kentucky, and our former guitar player wrote a couple of songs, C.J. Kane. Wrote a couple of songs on that, so we found some songs. Katie really found most of the material on this record, and it's and a tribute to her listening style and what she likes to hear. I think folks are really going to like it.
You know, Junior, I do too. I love it. As a matter of fact, I sent you a message when I heard it. One word is all I could put, and it was all one word in capital letters, and if you could read it, it said out of the park in one word is what I thought about the album.
I appreciate that.
I'll tell you what, it's just, I love your music, but this one, I think you might be right. This might be the best one. You're on Mountain Home, this label, correct?
Yeah, this record is on Mountain Home. Our previous CD was on Pisgah Ridge, which is another label that Crossroads Music has. Mountain Home is their flagship label, and they wanted to move us up, and when they heard these songs especially, I think they thought they made the right move.
Junior, I want you to, first of all, before I forget, on the air, everybody's going to want to know how Jesse is.
Oh, Jesse's doing the best. She's runt. As my granddad would say, she's absolutely runt. We were at the Festival of the Bluegrass this past weekend, and Katie has some video of Jesse dancing. And if you're friends with us on Facebook, Katie or myself, please go and look at Katie's Facebook page. There's a couple of different videos of Jesse dancing. She's got moves for a 2.5-year-old that blows my mind. She loves music. Anytime I grab the banjo or the guitar, she wants to play, and I have to take it off and put it in the floor, and she crawls under it and just flails like crazy. In love with music.
That's a good thing. That can never hurt you. You know, whether you take it up as a living or whatever, but if you just love it and love to listen to it and enjoy it, that's the key. That's the key.
Yep.
Listen,
so how are you?
I'm doing okay, man. I missed you down in Nashville. We'll hook up again. And, we did that same routine that you and I did last year for the IBMA board, and we worked pretty darn hard, but I'm home, and I think we're still progressing, and would love to see you join us back.
I know you're
again.
A busy man. I know you're a busy man. I just wanted to say hey, and
I appreciate it.
I'm glad you're back home. I'm glad you're well.
Me too.
And I hope to see you out pretty soon.
I will. You will. Listen, as the people listen to the program hear this, as I'm talking to Junior Williams of Newtown about the new album, lots of stuff. We're going to talk about Harlan Road, the new one, which will be available soon. I'm opening the show that this will be a part of with Drifter's Blues, and I really like that song. I think it's a great, and so by the time you get on, they will have heard Drifter's Blues right out of the box. Now, and the reason I pick it out is I get this album to me I get a feel of am I wrong, or is there sort of a blues? Is there kind of a help me describe the overall feel of this album. There's lots of different songs, but I think Drifter's Blues is just a real nice example of the feel that I get listening to this thing.
Yeah, there are different couplings have a more bluesy feel to it. There's only one song on the CD that is just out and out straight up traditional bluegrass. Katie sings that. It's in 3/4 time. It's a great tune. And the other songs lend themselves to a couple are almost like a mountain type.
Yeah.
Tunes.
Yeah.
Not old mountain, but just, you know, mountain style thing. I don't think there's anything on here that's there's a song that could be country that was written by let's see, who was it written by?
You got the name of the song?
Yeah, it was John Weisberger and Jeremy Carey.
Come Back to Me.
Wrote Come Back to Me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a great thing. We've had that song for about 3 years and just felt like it wasn't time to do it yet. It just didn't feel like it went right with the records that we were recording, especially the last record, Time Machine. It just didn't feel right for that record. But when we started looking at other tunes for this record, that one just fell right into place. It's a song about a couple who, for whatever reason, they've had, I guess they've had spats, and they're not with each other, but they want to be with each other. And it lends itself to more of a country-style song. It's a duet that Katie and I do.
Mm-hmm.
That one is one of my favorites on the record.
Real pretty. So even as I look at the album cover and the artwork and the I know there's some video footage of about Harlan Road. I think I'm right then. This is sort of, let's just say it's like a mountain blues. Not the whole album, but there's a grittier, in a good sense, sort of like this is more down homey type blues. Am I wrong on that? Am I stressing that too much? Help me describe.
I think you're exactly right. There's a song on the record called "Can't Let Go," which is a Lucinda Williams song, and it's kind of I want to say it has an air of rockabilly to it.
Yeah.
Would you say that?
Yeah.
Kind of lends itself to that a little bit. There's a song called "Feast of the Griffin" that Hayes Griffin, our guitar player, wrote. It's actually an instrumental. And everybody gets to stretch out and play a little bit. There's just all kinds of really cool music on here. I'm very, very tickled with it. And I think when folks hear it, I think they're going to see something different from us than we've recorded in the past.
I really like it. I mean, there's like everything you did in the past, of course, but I really like the way this. I just keep coming back to the feel, and if people hear it, they'll know exactly what I'm saying. You know what we're talking about. There's a feel to this album,
yeah.
And it is that Harlan Road. If you look at the picture, it's that you're turning that way down the split in the road, and that's the dirt road you're going to go down. And boy, the music and Junior, buddy, you are singing your hind end off on this thing.
Well, God love you. I appreciate it. I really do. I appreciate that.
You're on this one, your banjo and vocals. Let's not forget the rest of the band. You've already mentioned Katie. She's just, you know what Katie has. You and I may have talked about this before. She has one of the strongest right arms, and you know exactly.
Oh.
Her bow arm is, my goodness, it just digs in, and she's not dancing around on the top of the string. She's playing fiddle.
That girl pulls tone. She knows how to play. I think she's one of, in my opinion, of course, I may be a little biased, but I think, honestly, when you look at bluegrass fiddlers right now, I would put her in the top five.
I agree with you. And when you see her live, it's great on their album, Junior, let me interrupt you, but when you see her live, you think, whoa, it's kind of like the first time she really digs into it, you think, whoa. She's got that thing whipped.
She's awesome. She has such a great ear for what's being sung, what's being said, what other players are playing, and she drives off that. She comes out of the gate, as the old term says, getting it.
Mm-hmm.
She's absolutely one of my favorite, and even before we were dating and ended up marrying, she was one of my favorite fiddle players then. Just listening to her and watching her interact with other musicians, as you know, when you get in that, you know, group or jam session, you listen to what's going on around you and you feed off other musicians. She's absolutely one of the best.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree with you. We know Katie, we know you, of course. Tell us about the rest of the band on this album, and then we're going to touch a little bit about the album a little. And I know you're packing, so I don't want to keep you forever, but the rest
you're
of
all right. I just mentioned Hayes Griffin. He is from Columbus, Ohio. Hayes spent some time with April Virch traveling this circuit. He's a phenomenal guitar player. Any style of bluegrass or like the bluesy stuff that we were talking about earlier, he has such a great touch. He understands what we do and fell right into this band like we had played together for years. Travis Anderson is the bass player. Travis has been here a couple of years. And he probably is more well-known for playing with Carrie Hassler and Hard Rain.
Yeah.
Spent some time with her. A fantastic bass player. When these guys get together, they do some bluesy, jazzy type stuff that I really would like to interject into our set because they are phenomenal musicians. Mitchell Cannon is from Burnsville, North Carolina. He's kind of new to bluegrass. He's been around the bluegrass scene for a while, but I think he's only like 23, 24 years old. And he's an incredible mandolin player. I think he spent some time with Adam Steffi and the EPSU band, and he's a monster. He's a monster. All these guys, when we came together, the first time we played together, it felt as though we had played in the band together for years.
Well, I mean, I get that from listening to the album. It seems it all fits together. You all just find that groove on the different tunes that you're doing, whether it's the bluesy stuff or even the more country sound that you described. Come Back to Me. You all get into that groove and you're all right there, just chugging along. I really like the musicianship on the thing.
Well, I appreciate that, and actually, I think that's the third time that we were ever together and played.
I was going to ask you, how long have you been together? No kidding.
No, I think that's I think it was the third time we had ever played together as a band. Mm. Was recording a record, which is unheard of.
Well, I guess.
But I think that attests to their musicianship.
Oh yeah.
They're absolutely professionals in every manner.
Well, it shows. It shows throughout the album. I just really, I wasn't kidding you, man. I need to listen to these things. This is odd, and I say this too much, but in a car. I'll go out by myself in the car and do some stuff and give it one or two good listens because I'm by myself. And that's when I sent you that message. I thought, all right, man, I'm giving it one good listen, which I need to do for myself, and let me listen to a little bit more, which I have been. And I wasn't wrong. My first impression that it was out of the park, I'll stand by that. I'll stand by that under oath. This is a solid album, and I've seen you a lot, and I know you, and I wouldn't say this to you just to make you feel. This is really, I just really really like this album. It's such a solid thing. You guys must be really happy about it.
We are ecstatic. I think the record company is as well. I think they when we came into the studio and we started going over the tunes as Ty Gilpin and Mickey Gamble is the exec over there at Crossroads Mountain Home. When he was in there listening to his first few cuts we were doing, I think he was very surprised at the song selection, but I think he was very excited because this is something that we hoped would happen, to come up with a record. You know, you always record a record, and then when you're done and you look back on it, and radio gets some of the tunes, and they enjoy it, and they play you, the first thing you think is, how are we going to top that?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And I think we've topped Time Machine. I think that these songs are maybe not better songs, but I think maybe the execution is a little better, because I think we've grown as musicians and singers and artists, and I think we put together a record that folks are just going to enjoy, because it's just good music.
I believe it'll just grab them from the first listen. I think it'll grab them, and they'll be listening to Harlan Road for a good time and enjoying seeing you guys out live. You have a Newtown has a website where people can follow you around, I guess.
Yeah, www.thenewtownband.com. Take care of most of that stuff, but I think the Facebook is the same Facebook.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
/ the Newtown Band.
All right. Well, people can find you, and like you were saying, you're packing up to head off to Bean Blossom. By the time this airs, that'll be done, but I'm sure you'll be somewhere else that they can find you and track you down the road. And I appreciate your time. I know you guys are busy and you're out getting ready to do. I imagine if they see you perform now, you'll hear a lot of from Harlan Road, is my guess.
We'll play a few songs. Excuse me. We'll play a few songs live. I think we're going to end up doing about four. We have a city release party that's going to be. We have one here in Lexington, the end of July. We also have another city release party that we're going to throw in Nashville at the Station Inn. And I'm sorry, I don't know exactly when those are.
We'll
Katie knows. She has them on the website.
We'll find it.
Yeah, so folks can go there, and we'll be traveling around quite a bit this summer.
It's good for all of us and good for you, and I'm looking forward to catching up to you full band in hand and get to see you. I'll see you somewhere, I promise. Before we leave, then, I told you, top of the show, I played Drifter's Blues, or Drifter Blues. I would like to play. Do you think it's a good idea to end and say our goodbyes and hit right with the title cut, Harlan Road?
I think so. I think folks will really like it.
I do, too.
I think that's a good song to segue into.
It is. It'll be a good one. Talking to Junior Williams, thanks again, man, and good new album, Harlan Road, from Newtown. Say hi to Katie and the band, and give your little one a hug. And keep on ruining her. That's all right. You're allowed to do that, man.
Oh, yeah. I think she's ruining me as much as I'm ruining her.
All right, Junior Williams of Newtown. Thanks, buddy. I'll catch up to you. And thanks so much for making time. I know you guys are busy. I'll talk to you later.
Anytime, Steve. You call anytime. I appreciate it so much. Thanks.
I'll do it. Thanks. Bye. Thanks so much, Junior Williams from Newtown, stopping by the program to talk about a great new album, Harlan Road, the latest from Newtown. And Junior's a fine fella. Great singer, if you heard. And I will tell you this, too. Junior's playing banjo, and Junior does something. Go when you see Newtown, if you're fortunate enough, sings and plays lead banjo at the same time. Now, that's an odd thing to be able to do. It's like a split-brain thing, and Junior doesn't talk about his banjo playing that much. I can tell you, when you see him, you'll recognize that he's about as solid a banjo player as you're going to have in a band, and a wonderful singer. And he and Katie are just a wonderful a combination, and mother and father of Jesse, who we've kind of watched grow up over the last few years or so.